This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to The Happy Station for the 8th of April, 2009 at 1 hour UTC. It's nice to have you with me. For the next 55 minutes, Keith Parent here all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. And this week we're going to have more music and less talk than the first two shows because some people have been writing and saying, wait a second, you're talking too much. So play more music. Okay, we'll do that. But yet at the same time, somebody else wrote in saying, oh, you're playing too much music. What do we do? How do we proceed with this? Okay, well, that's how we rotate it. I'll talk more now, less later, or we'll just play like a 7-minute song or something like that. No, we're not going to do that. But we do have a lot of good music actually coming in on today's show, coming up on today's show, rather, which has sort of been inspired by a number of the letters and emails that have been coming in. So we're going to get to some of those later, as well as, of course, to some of the listener comments. So stay tuned for that. And also an announcement for the show coming up at 15 hours UTC, and also for something happening on April the 22nd. So I will tell you more about those two things later on in the program. So first, let's begin now with the gimmicks from Sweden and the Joker here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. The Joker. The Gimmicks and the Joker, beginning today's edition of the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría, broadcasting to North America, 9955 kHz in the 31-meter band and around the world at www.wrmi.net. You know, it's funny because the first time I heard that song was from an Australian television show called Kath and Kim, which I think went on for 4 or 5 seasons. It's a very, very funny show. And that was the first time I heard it, but I know it's from a musical. But for some reason, I just can't place it. So if there's anybody out there who knows what it is, let me know. Now, speaking of Australia, okay, I mentioned it just a moment ago. Coming up at 15 hours UTC today, you can hear another edition of The Happy Station, also on 9955 kHz and on the same website that I gave for Radio Miami International. Because coming up at 15 hours GMT, my special guest is going to be Frank Ifield. Now, many of you may remember that name because he had such hits as I Remember You, I'm Confessin', The Summer Is Over, and many, many others. I've known Frank for a number of years, and I said to him, I said, look, when I get the Happy Station up and running, you have to come on the show. And it was the first time. I've known him, like I said, for years, and I just found out, you know, that he used to listen. So, Frank Ifield coming up at 15 hours UTC here on the Happy Station. Now, I know it's only 55 minutes, and the interview itself that we recorded was over 2 hours. So, it was a lot of editing to get it down to 55 minutes. And then I thought, you know, maybe there are some people that would like to hear the entire unedited interview, which is very funny in parts. So I will upload that as a podcast, which will be separate from the show. Anyway, that's coming up at 15 hours UTC today. Frank Ifield. We actually have a lot of correspondence to get to. And as I mentioned last time, some of you may have received your QSL cards already. And as you notice, they're handwritten. And the reason for that is my printer went kaplooey. I bought the printer in a place that uses 110 volts. And when I plugged it in here at 220, zap. My printer ended up looking like an overdone loaf of bread. So this week I went to get a new one and have been busy with some new QSL cards. So these ones are you can read my handwriting on these ones. Well, there is no handwriting on it. It's by printer except for my name on it. So yes, finally, my fingers were getting numb, I have to say. But first, one more piece of music and then we'll go to our listener's corner and I'll tell you where they're from in a moment. But here is Anika Grenlo. She was originally born in Indonesia, but went to the Netherlands at a very, very young age and is rather a big superstar in the Netherlands. In fact, in the early 70s, she appeared on one of the Happy Station open house shows, and she's also a personal friend of Tom Myers. Now, the song we're going to take listen to is an English version of a song that she originally recorded in Dutch. The Dutch version is called Brin de Zand, and the English version is called O Malaysia. Now, I'll tell you more about that right after we take a listen to Anika Grenlo and Brin de Zand, a.k.a. O Malaysia, here on The Happy Station.
On the shore beyond the tropics.
Annika Grenlo with O Malaysia, which is in English, of course. But the original version of that is a Dutch song called Brandezant that she also had a hit with. And in the early 1970s, she was on the Happy Station on one of the open house shows and is a friend of Tom Meyer's and was at his retirement reception at Radio Netherlands. So very good song. And I was inspired to play this one because of one of the recorded messages that came in this week from Malaysia. So without further ado, let's head now to our listener's corner.
Hello, this is Kevin Mark. Saya mahu ucap selamat datang The Happy Station Show yang akan kembali ke airwaves. Dan khusus halo untuk Miss Happy Station Tom Maya, usi radio sampai 1991 untuk semua tahun-tahun Smiles Across the Mouse di membawa pendengar setiap minggu. Halo juga ke The Happy Station host baru Keith Perron yang akan membawa kembali pertunjukan ini setelah jadi bertahun-tahun. Tom and Keith, 73 yang terbaik sekali untukmu. Sekali lagi, this is Kevin Mark from Malaysia.
My name's Colin Newell, editor and creator of the DXR.ca website, Canada's original world band radio resource online since 1996. You're listening to Happy Station.
Greetings from the studios of KXCI in Tucson, Arizona. I'm King David McKenzie. I'm developing a few programs for broadcast and podcast for KXCI. I'm also a columnist for the Tucson Observer newspaper. And in my teenage years, under my birth name of Dave Meachin, I was a regular listener to the Happy Station show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Frequent correspondence, not only with Tom Meyer, but also with some of the other programs and program hosts that were on Radio Nederland in the 1970s. And as a matter of fact, I would also occasionally send some records to Tom, one of which was called Daisy a Day by Judd Strunk. And I recall that Tom played that particular recording and then a few weeks later played a Dutch language version of the same song. And I was wondering if by any chance if Tom recalls who had made that particular recording of the tune. In any event, I'm very glad that the Happy Station show is back on the air in its new version. Mr. Perron is a very, very excellent host, and I hope that we will be hearing the program and Mr. Perron for quite a few years to come. So enjoy.
And that was the Happy Station Listener's Corner with a message from Malaysia in Malay from Calvin Mack. Then we heard from Colin all the way in Canada. And then King David McKenzie in the USA. And he was mentioning a song, which I'll talk about in a moment. But if you want to send in your recorded greeting, I would love to hear from you. And it's very easy to do. Now, I'll tell you all the ways. Okay, number one, the easiest, of course, is by recording a MP3 file at your end, up to 1 minute, and then email it to the following address, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And a few people wrote in saying, well, they can't record on their computer. Can they send it in another way? Yes, you can also send it as a cassette tape, or you can also send a CDR, or you can also send a mini disc, and I will give out the snail mail address a bit later on, so it'll give you time to get a pencil and paper handy. A few people actually sent in recorded messages that could not be used. For some strange reason, they recorded in a format that I was not familiar with, and none of the computers that we use here in the studio were able to play it. But if it's an MP3 or even WAV file, but a WAV is a super, super large, MP3 is better, that is the easiest thing to do. Now, getting back to the last message that we just heard there from King David McKenzie, he was talking about a song that he sent to Tom many years ago called Daisy a Day by Judd Strunk. And oddly enough, when you mentioned it, I was like, wait a second, I know this song from somewhere. Sure enough, I actually had it in my own collection. And then later on, you actually sent a copy of it. So, David, going out to you and going out to all the Happy Station listeners who sent in messages this week, Daisy a Day, here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night that she came to his bed. He remembers her sweet way of saying, honey, has something gone wrong? He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by, and their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eye. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I loved to go tag them along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop and gives her a daisy a day. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away.
Daisy a Day by Judd Strunk here on the Happy Station Show. Well, it's now time to head into the listener's mailbag. And, well, the mailbag hasn't been delivered yet because our horse that brings the mail by has a bit of an attitude. You know, I mentioned to you the last time that I had to bribe him to come out of retirement with some oats and some bags of apples. Well, he said, well, that was good for one show, but I want something else. And I said to him, well, what do you want? He said, I want my own stable master. And I went, you've got to be kidding. I said, usually it's a stable master that says, hey, I need a horse to look after. But this is a horse that says he needs a stable master to look after him. So I dug into the budget and found a stable master. So he's agreed to come back again. Oh, horses with attitude. What trouble. Anyway, I can hear him coming right now. He's just, well, only a few meters away from the studio. Okay, now time for the letters from the past 2 weeks. The first one that we have here is from Señor Luis Alejandro Valbueno, desde Durango, Mexico. And he listened to the program in English, and he said it is the first time that he ever heard the Happy Station. He said it was very nice to listen to this kind of radio program, which was available at one time on shortwave, but no longer is. And he says he's definitely going to be, he's definitely going to continue listening. And this is his reception report that he sent to us from Durango, Mexico. Entonces, señor Luis Alejandro Valbueno, muchas gracias para tu carta. And your QSL card is on the way. Let's now head to Springfield, Ohio, from Harry Smith, who listened on March the 26th from 0103 to 0132 UTC on a very old shortwave radio that he was using. But apparently there was some noise, so he couldn't listen to the entire broadcast. But he sent in his very, very detailed reception report. So, Harry Smith in Springfield, your QSL card is also on the way. Another one here that came in from Thomas J. Passage Jr. in Vernon. And I think we mentioned him before. Sent in another reception report for the show. So thank you very much, Thomas. And two very interesting ones here that came in from Europe. One is from Nick Sharp in Middlesex, UK. And he tuned into the program that we did the first show on March the 12th from 15 to 1600 UTC on 9955 kilohertz. We just got your letter. Well, actually, I only got it maybe 7 days ago. And it was funny because when the letters have been coming in, I haven't been exactly careful opening them. But it's a good thing that this one I hadn't seen this in a very long time, which some of you may have seen before. It is a letter that you use. Well, it's actually an envelope. And you type whatever you want or you write whatever you want. And then you fold it and then stick it. And then it becomes an envelope. So he sent one of these. And he said the signal, the SINPO, which is a word I love saying, SINPO, S-I-N-P-O, all the DXers out there, people listen to shortwave know what I mean, says was 24442. So thank you very much for that, Nick, and your QSL card is on the way. And a very interesting one came in, and I was opening the mailbox, and I went, that's a very strange noise, and there was a package inside. Package was from France, and the package sounded like this. That's the actual sound. And no, it's not a maracas. Lise Bolduc in France, who is originally from New Brunswick but now lives in France with her husband, sent along some candies that she originally sent to Tom, the same kind of candies that she sent to Tom many years ago when Tom was doing the Happy Station. She said, I thought I would enjoy them. Well, I've had a few, but my technician, Kevin Lee, he has been eating them like crazy, and that's because he is now giving up smoking And he said, the only satisfaction that he gets from not having to run out of the building all the time for a cigarette is eating these candies. So, Lise, thank you very much. It's helping him to quit smoking. And they're very delicious. And I was trying to think of a way to describe the taste to the listeners, but I couldn't think of anything. So, thank you very much. And all of your QSL cards have all been sent. And luckily, I have a new printer now, so I'll be able to make them look a lot nicer to write the, you know, verification 9995, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to have your reception report sent in and also be entered into the lucky draw, get a pen and paper handy because we're going to take a listen to a little bit more music. And then when we come back, I will give out that information. Now, the song we're going to take a listen to is a band from Denmark. And this was not really a request, but it was sent by a listener. He said, this is a really good band from Denmark. Would you think about playing them on the show? And I was listening to it and I went, you know, I'm getting into it. It's very groovy. It has kind of a like loungy, kind of very groovy feel to it. It's a very, very good song. The band is called Asteroids Galaxy Tour, and the song is called Around the Bend, and it was sent to us from Noble in Tennessee. He suggested it. So, Noble, thank you very much, and this is going out to you and to everyone else who enjoys this band from Denmark, and I'll be back with our postal address so you can get in touch with us as well. This is the Happy Station. Aquí está esta estación de la alegría para Norte América desde 9955 kHz y también a www.wrme.net. This is the Happy Station. Asteroids Galaxy Tour with Around the Bend from Denmark, and that was a suggestion from a listener in the USA by the name of Noble. So Noble, thank you very much. Actually, I've been listening to that one song over and over, and I went to the website of the band and downloaded some of their other songs, and I'm really getting into it. It's been a long time since I've heard a new band that has got me excited, and very good stuff. Okay, if you want to get in touch with me, there's a number of ways to do so. First, of course, is the email address, which is pcj.happystation@gmail.com, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And, of course, if you send a snail mail with a reception report or a greeting or anything, you will be entered into the lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios that I'm giving away at the end of June. And I don't think I told you what radios they are yet. I said they were SanGen radios. Well, the models are, the first prize is their top of the line ATS-909. And the second prize is an ATS-606. So if you want to enter the lucky draw, send your snail mail to me, and you will be entered into the lucky draw. Now, this is the address. I know my address is so long. Somebody said I should get a... Tom suggested that I get a P.O. box, and I... Well, actually, the P.O. box is kind of on the waiting list right now, and I'll explain why. Here in Taiwan, sometimes addresses are super long. So a lot of people get a P.O. box because it's a lot easier. And what happened is I went to the post office to apply for one, but they were out of them. But they said, well, if I wait about 2 months, because they're doing some renovation work and they're building a new section onto the post office, I can get one then. So I already put my name down for one. So as soon as I get the P.O. box number, I'll be giving out that, which will be a lot easier, I think, for everybody. And not just me, having to you know, read out the Gettysburg address every week. But anyway, the address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And I'll say that one more time. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, Sanmin Road. I'll spell Sanmin for you. That's S-A-N-M-I-N Road, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, 22070. Now, for whatever reason, if you think that I still said that too fast, you can go to the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net, and you'll see all the programs. Click on Happy Station, and you'll see the address right there. Or you can also send me an email to the email address that I just mentioned. So check us out at www.wrmi.net. Okay, there we go. Now time for more music. We're going to take a listen to Tom Meyer with a song that he recorded in Atlanta in the USA, Soul Song, here on Happy Station.
Everything that I do, song. My pick me up when I'm blue, song. That's why I sing all the time. You're my soul, song. That's why I call you my solid gold, song. Nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine. Never in the world have I seen it. Feel good feelings through and through. Oh, you're so fine. I'm up with the sun because I don't want to waste it. I love you so much, I can almost taste it. I can't sit still when I look up and see you coming. I start humming, you're mine.
me safe from all harm song, my shelter from the storm song. That's why I sing all the time, you're my soul song. Keep me warm when I'm cold song, nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine. You're my soul song, everything that I do song, but pick me up when I'm blue song, that's why I sing all the time, you're my soul song, that's why I call you my solid gold song, nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine, you're my
Soul Song here on Happy Station by Tom Meyer. And you know, that's one song that every time I hear it, it kind of just makes your fingers want to go snap, 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 and my foot keeps tap, tap, tapping all the time. It's a very catchy tune, you know. Even if you don't know the words, you can you know, you can hum along to it if you want to. You're listening to the Happy Station Show. Now, I want to tell you about what's coming up for two things. Number one, at 15 hours UTC today, there is a special edition of the Happy Station. My special guest is going to be Frank Ifield, and that's coming up at 15 hours UTC on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. And for the shows of April 22nd, well, on April 22nd, there is only one transmission, and I'll explain why. The transmission at 1 hour UTC, or the one you're listening to right now, will be preempted for a special by United Nations Radio on Earth Day. So we will not be heard at 1 hour UTC, but we will be here at 15 hours UTC, and that's for April the 22nd. At 1 hour UTC, the United Nations will be with a special Earth Day program. So that's what's coming up. So if you tune in then, and you didn't hear this message, now people are going to, wait a second, the show came back and it just disappeared. No, hasn't disappeared. I'll be here at 15 hours UTC. And then on May, the 6th of May, we'll be back at 1 and 15 hours UTC. Next thing is, some people ask me, wait a second, is the show being rebroadcast at all? Yes, it is. The show at 15 hours UTC is also rebroadcast a week later, at 1 and 15 hours UTC, and that's until we get everything up and running, so it'll be weekly again. Again, you know, the show was off the air for almost 15 years, and when you start it up again, well, you know, as somebody said, the show is now management-free, which has its compensations, because there are no bosses. Basically, I'm the boss. But at the same time, there is no staff. A very little staff, only my technician, Kevin. So it means we can do the program step by step by step. So for those who missed the first show that we did on the 12th of March, how it's going to work is, the beginning, the English version will rotate once every 2 weeks. Then when the Spanish version comes online, it'll be 1 week Spanish, 1 week English. And then the next step will be each hour, sorry, there'll be, for example, at 1 hour UTC will be in English, and then at 2 hours will be in Spanish. Kind of like that, so you kind of get the general idea. Okay, time for more music. Here is one of my favorite jazz compositions of all time, sent to me by Tom. It's the Skymasters with Skyliner on the Happy Station, La Estación de la Alegría. Thank you. the Skymasters with Skyliner. And you know what? We only have a few minutes to go, but I want to tell you about my record collection, which is huge. And I'm not boasting. It's just I'm the kind of person, if I buy something, I never end up throwing it away. So there's albums that I have and singles I think I may have listened to only a few times, maybe like 30 years ago. sometime. And they're just kind of like in boxes right now. And the many times that I've moved, not just like apartments and houses, but from country to country, you kind of like think that you lose things on the way, but no, they just end up being somewhere else. And I asked a friend of mine who had a box of mine to send it to me, and I was going through it and found an album in there, which is, I mean, it's a fun album. It's so cheesy and so corny that it'll make you giggle, and also it's kind of very feel good at the same time, because we have a little bit more time to squeeze in one more piece of music. Now, I know the reaction of some people when I mention the name Ray Conniff. They're going, ugh. But putting the corniness aside, there was a Ray Conniff sound. He was very, very popular. He was, I think, Columbia Records' biggest selling artist. And you listen to the recordings now, and they sound so much fun, like the one we're going to take a listen to now, which is from an album made up of songs from The Sound of Music, The King and I, and others. And the one we're going to take a listen to is from Mary Poppins. So here's the Ray Conniff Singers and A Spoonful of Sugar.
Oh, Mary Poppins is her name. Oh, Mary Poppins is her name. She flies through the air with her umbrella. And if you get a chance to go, you ought to try to see the show. You'll hear this song. It's one you're sure to know. Whoa, a spoonful of sugar, down some medicine, go down. The medicine goes down, medicine goes down. Just a spoonful of sugar, down some medicine. Delightful way. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap the jaws of gain. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. A lark,
a spree.
It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine goes down.
Has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to do.
He knows
a song
will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar, have some medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar.
The Ray Conniff Singers with a fun arrangement of A Spoonful of Sugar. I have to say something. I had a cold recently, and the medicine that I was given to me, I could have eaten a kilo of sugar with the medicine. It still would have tasted the same. It was absolutely blech. Oh, it was absolutely vile stuff. Anyway, we've come to the end of this edition of The Happy Station. So I want to remind you again that next week I will not be here at 1 hour UTC. I'll be here at 15 hours UTC because next week at 1 hour UTC is a special program from the United Nations for Earth Day. So once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. So get in touch and send along the snail mails and everything else. And I'll see you very soon. And stay tuned because coming up at 15 hours UTC, our special program with Frank Ifield. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Powell all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir, adios, amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.